What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
All right, guys. So I've had enough of us talking about fantasy on this podcast.
Yeah, we should just put a halt on that.
We're just officially retiring. Just
skipping it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Because I got my fucking back blown out by Derrick Henry this weekend. Mm-hmm. Now he can go fuck himself.
My entire team just decided not to play. I fucking over it.
So sad. I think I scored like the third or fourth most points this week, and I still fucking lost because everyone's really? Team did trash. Yeah, except for the guy who I was playing. I was like, just like.
It's funny because this.
You had the fourth most points. I'm looking at it right now.
Interruption.
Yeah, fourth isn't that great, but it's like, I still should have.
Yeah. It's funny because this year we have more money involved, but I'm already over it.
Last year I was more invested. I'm like way less invested.
Last year I was in it. Last year I performed worse than I have so far, and I'm still less invested than I was last year. Last year I performed better,
so I guess that's why.
Yeah. I'm just over it.
This is literally the worst fantasy.
I feel like we've added too many people. I feel like we should have been like us three, and that's it.
Yeah, honestly.
Guaranteed a spot on the podium.
Yeah, maybe we should just keep the eight format. But I think for the most part, the people have a fun fantasy season. I mean, I made that photo of me being held by Aaron Jones and Derrick Henry, who I shall now refer to as Daddy. Because they fucking destroyed me.
Getting dominated as running.
46 points in week 2 by Aaron Jones. 40 by Derrick Henry in week 6.
Jesus Christ.
I think I was still projected to lose this week, but it was very close.
I don't think I've ever had a player score 40 on my team.
I did week 1. I think Calvin Ridley scored 40 for me.
Yeah, this guy could go fuck himself because I was against me too.
You should have added Calvin Ridley to this. What's wrong with you?
Calvin Ridley. I don't think it was 40.
It was 39.
Yeah. It was 39. It was... No, it was 33.90.
Oh, wow. We're over-exaggerating.
I have the most points scored against me in fantasy this year.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even close to being the most points for. But
Before still. This week, I was the second most points for. But now I'm like in the top three.
No, bro. My team's still losing. My team's like bottom three, I think. Bottom two.
Your team's at the bottom.
And now I play Jared this week, and he has fucking Kamara.
Well, you know what, dude? If anything, we're just...
Who do the Saints play? Oh, fuck the Panthers.
If anything, my team's just severing for Trevor, dude. You know what I mean?
You're tanking for Trevor.
I'm tanking for Trevor.
I'm going to take Trevor, the first round pick.
It's like, I'm like, let me think. Of a team that's not that bad, I'm like the Jaguars. And every team that I'm playing against is just like the fucking Chiefs. It's not fair. It's like.
Right now, I feel like I'm like the Bucks. You look like I have potential. I just don't score.
My team just can't play defense. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with them.
My defense. Let me start my fucking defense.
I'm like the Dolphins right now. I'm fine.
You're just coasting.
Fine like and even.
3-3.
I'm 3-3.
I'm 3-3 too.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, bro. I'm 1-5, bro. I think I'm pretty close.
Looking like the Eagles right now, man.
I know, bro.
Had a lot of hope going in and just did not perform.
We're going to get our shit together. But now that we're talking about that anyways, right? Let's get into our performance of the week. Who you guys got this week?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself, all right, Jerry?
Continue, please. I didn't want to put him in because I just, like, even though he didn't play against me, I'm like, fuck him because, like, I needed that defense to score and that defense didn't help.
Even if he just didn't get that touchdown in overtime, I would have had a better chance. I wouldn't have been as mad because it would have only been 33 points.
I mean, he had like a 94-yard touchdown.
Ridiculous. I had an 80% chance to win until that 94-yard touchdown. And then I was projected to lose. I was like, God fucking damn it. Cam Newton doubled his points in the fourth quarter of his game. Derrick Henry did. Mike Davis had 2 points through three quarters. He got a touchdown in the fourth.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do. I just got fucking screwed by the fourth quarter of those 1 o'clock games. But anyways.
But yeah, Derrick Henry played good. He had 52 like receiving yards. He had 2 touchdowns and like 200 rushing yards like
on 22 carries. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
he played good.
And it was funny because earlier in the season, I'm like, where's Derrick Henry? Cause like he would still perform, but like he wasn't like out there, and now he's out there.
The thing with him, bro, like it's just like he's gonna be like one of those backs that just like has like a really great game like that because he's one of the best running backs in the NFL easily. Yeah.
He's the strongest. Everyone sees that. Sure.
He's fucking huge.
He tossed
6'3".
Josh Norman.
Oh my god, bro.
God, Josh Norman has been a part of like the worst like photos in like NFL history. Every time you see someone just get mollywopped, bro, dude, it's just oh my god.
Him. All right, so like this wasn't planned. Who had it worse, Earl Thomas or Josh Norman?
I think Josh Norman.
No, I think Earl Thomas because Earl Thomas turned around.
Yeah, Earl Thomas was like lost. Like he did a 360 and he was lost.
Earl Thomas went
to the route and he just fucking got.
He forgot what team he was playing for.
Earl Thomas became Derrick Henry's lead blocker. Bro, honestly, I don't know because they're both pretty fucking terrible. I'd probably go Earl Thomas just because
committee.
Funnier.
Yeah.
But all right, Jerry, who's your performance of the week?
I got Justin Jefferson.
Fuck you.
LSU motherfucker. Pride.
Bro, he really did really good this week on
my bench.
Yeah. On your bench.
My yeah. fucking bench.
Bro, he was 9 for 11, 166 yards, 2 touchdowns,
and a 2-point
conversion.
Oh shit.
He really like filled in the missing piece that Minnesota I thought would have, you know what I mean? Cuz Stephon Diggs was gone. But so yeah, I'm glad.
I mean, he's been the best rookie receiver so far.
Like probably.
It's between him and CeeDee Lamb probably, and he's
I have no, both of them.
It's him. It's him.
Yeah.
Well, CeeDee Lamb has more like consistent games where like I guess Jefferson had like two really big outbreaks. I think,
yeah, Jefferson took a while to get like in the offense, but then now that he's there, like
he's a part of it.
He's fucking. He's scoring pretty much just as much as
You know, I'd argue. No, I think it'd be him. But my Steelers bias might come out, you know, with Chase Claypool.
Oh, my God, bro.
And then my
fucking Chase Claypool has 6 touchdowns already.
He's nasty. All right. And, bro, I saw someone say that Juju is probably the third best receiver in that team.
That's probably is.
Crazy.
Yeah, he probably is.
Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool. So James Washington played better than him this week. I'm not saying he's better, but.
No, yeah, like, that's what, like, and when Jacob was talking shit about, like, he's like, bro, Juju's garbage. I'm like, no, it's just that there's more targets the Steelers have now.
It's like.
What team will pick up Juju?
Bro, no, he's gonna resign. Like I'm thinking,
he's gonna resign.
Do
it. They're gonna. It's okay. On his part, he would want to come back.
No, I'm talking about the team.
But would the Steelers bring him back? I don't know. But most likely, why not.
The thing is, I don't think they'd give him like a big contract. And I think that would probably just be like, yeah, like.
And I don't think the way he talks about like Pittsburgh and like podcasts and stuff like that. I think he just wants to stay. He doesn't want to get paid. He just wants to stay.
Yeah, but if he can, okay. But if you guys offer him like. Let's say like $10 million a year, right? And Miami offers him $14 million a year. You don't think he'd leave?
I don't think so.
I think he would.
I mean, I wouldn't come to Miami either way. But like,
really, to play with Tua and play across from Devontae Parker, you don't have to be a number one.
No,
I just think that he'll slowly just not be number one.
Can you imagine?
I mean, he is a number one.
I know he is a number one.
Can you imagine he goes to New England?
No, he won't. Why would he go to New England and not Miami?
Why not?
Why would he not?
Cam Newton, better. Get out of here. Better like. Overall team.
The only other team I could see
better
like
coaching staff.
Yeah.
I can maybe see utilizing him as either like the Packers, the Eagles, or maybe even the Raiders.
Oh man.
Packers.
Just meant didn't even say the Dolphins, bro.
The Packers.
Preston Williams is good. But if we can upgrade a wide receiver two, do it. Juju, wide receiver two,
Juju's fine. Miami. It's fine. He's
all right.
He's
funny. So you got Justin Jefferson. I got Carson Wentz, baby. God. Bro, you know, this is 100% bias stepping
in. Yeah, because he didn't even play that good.
I'm about to throw up him
against it was either first or second ranked defense in the Ravens. He put up 213 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 5 rushes, 49 yards, and a touchdown. And he went into the game with 4 offensive starters, including himself, and ended the game with 2. And he lost by 2 to the best team in the one of the best teams in the NFL.
And he has sacked 6 times.
Yeah, but you fucking saw the fucking
6 and one of them was by his own fucking teammate.
It's fucking hilarious.
Wait, if it's if that happens, do they count as a sack or just count?
Yeah, it counts as a sack. Whatever defensive player like touched him first, probably.
No, like no
defensive player touched him. It was just that guy.
He literally snapped the ball, ran back, and the offensive line guy just fucking tackled him like he was lost. So could be 7 sacks possibly. Number 66. Good job, buddy.
Bro, I don't fucking know. That team right now is like a fucking mess. I mean, like, it's just they're even more hurt than the 49ers were. They're, like, pretty similar, but, like, it's pretty crazy.
They're more hurt.
For sure. But, like, I don't know, bro. The team, I think they're going to turn around just because they have an easy schedule with the NFC East. But
yeah, your next 5 games are Giants, Cowboys, Giants, and then Browns and Seahawks. So I think
3 wins in a row, baby.
I think you guys have at least 2 wins for sure.
I mean, okay.
The Cowboys one is like iffy. They didn't look that good, but it's still like iffy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But yeah, we're basing it off the Cowboys last night. We got 3 wins in the back.
But if they decided to like turn it around or like start believing their coaching staff.
If they win 3 out of those 5 games, then they win the division easily. Because
I don't know. I haven't seen the Cowboys schedule.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't really matter. I just think the Cowboys defense is like literally like easier to get through than Swiss cheese. It's more like. What's something that's really easy to get through? It's like a door.
Okay, so the Cowboys.
Like a door.
The next 5 games for the Cowboys are Washington, the Eagles, the Steelers, the Vikings, and then Washington again. And then it goes.
That's at least one win.
And then it goes Ravens, Bengals, 49ers, Eagles, and Giants. So it's looking pretty rough.
It's going to end up coming down to that second Eagles game again.
Yeah.
And I trust Carson Wentz more than I trust Andy Dalton to win that game.
I mean, after seeing him play, yeah, I trust Carson Wentz. Which is sad. I don't like the Eagles.
Gotta believe in him. All right. So we got some pretty big news this week. Le'Veon Bell was obviously released by the Jets. Ooh. The biggest boneheads in sports. You know what I mean?
Ooh-hoo. We mean the biggest offensive mind in sports.
So then when he was released, he narrowed it down to three options. Miami was one of them. You see, they're gonna get Juju.
They're not gonna get Juju.
They're gonna get Juju. It's obvious, right? But the team he ended up signing with was the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you guys think his role in the offense is gonna be?
Second running back.
I think he's just going to replace Darrell Williams. I mean, they pretty much split.
I think he's going to be like number two, and like he's going to be like their main like goal line running back.
Yeah, I think that's mainly what they got him for. I know that.
For Hilaire, the short yards. Because Hilaire doesn't have the muscle for that.
So no, he doesn't.
So they're just going to use him for like those short yards where you need a power through.
I just got to say thank you to Hilaire. Put up a very good fight in my dad's fantasy team, even though we fucking got shredded this week. But
still fought, though.
I think he's pretty much just going to be there for short yards downs like Darrell Williams is. He's just going to replace Darrell Williams. Yeah. Darrell Williams is trash. Doesn't deserve playing time.
Yeah. Wait, he got a touchdown this week.
He did get a touchdown.
Bro, John picked him up last second and he got a touchdown.
I know.
Shout out John.
But
Big brain.
That offense is still going to be unstoppable. It's not going to be because of Le'Veon Bell. I think he's just going there to prove that he's not a cancer in the locker room because that's what the Jets paint him as. But the Jets paint everybody as a cancer in the locker room because they are the cancer in the locker room.
I think he's going to do what Cam's trying to do. Like, he's just going to play a season to show that he still got it. And then next year, try to go somewhere else. Or maybe just resign.
Even though with him, I think it's less of just showing that he still got it and still that he can play. He can be in an NFL locker room.
Yeah, but like he hasn't played that well either way. So, like, he wants to show that he's still playing.
To me, you can't judge anybody's play, especially a running back, off of, like, especially the Jets, but, like, off of bad offensive line. Their offensive line last year was trash. Sam Darnold was out for half the season. Yeah. So there's not even a threat of a passer. Because I remember the quarterbacks last year. Trevor Simeon's not that bad. But they started him, and then he got hurt immediately. So they went to the other guy. I don't remember his name.
I don't remember.
But he was garbage.
I think at one point, Le'Veon Bell had to be the quarterback. I think so.
Bro, might as well, bro. But
I think he was like the replacement after the third string.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
his season, he's only played 17 games with the Jets. He's still only, 2 years removed from being the best running back in the NFL?
So, think about it like this, right? He was in Pittsburgh with an amazing O-line, right? And a way better quarterback. You know what I mean? You can say whatever you want about Big Ben, but he's a way better quarterback. But,
yeah, I mean, okay.
There's skill.
Yeah, continue.
All right. And then you take him to the Jets, and this kind of goes to show, like, how I saw Colin Cowherd talk about this, where it's like, unless you're LeBron James, where you are matters. I think it's true.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is with football is like coaching and like people around you matter a lot more in football than they do in basketball. Obviously, in basketball, since there's only five players on a team, one player has a lot more like impact on the game than a player in football. Yeah,
that's why.
Especially like when people compare wide receivers and running backs, they're very dependent like positions because you need to have someone that blocks for you. And then if you're a wide receiver, you need to have a quarterback that can get you the ball, which is a problem with a lot of wide receivers. But so that's why I don't really think They're looking for him too much if he can play. Because people take chances on running backs all the time. Look, David Johnson still has a
starting role. AP still has a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's more, to me, I kind of compared it to like what Boogie did last season or like two seasons ago. Yeah. Where it's like, fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the thing with Boogie was that like he proved he wasn't a thing. He got hurt again. Came back and got hurt again. So that's
but he got a ring now.
Now he has a ring, and people are still willing to sign him, even though he has proven to be somewhat.
Yeah, because Boogie in Sacramento, even in the Pelicans, bro, was like a threat,
bro. So he was the threat. He was actually probably the best center in the NBA for a couple of years,
probably.
But he was in Sacramento, never did anything, so it kind of sucks. But we got to move on. We got some big news here in the 305. It's Tua time, baby. It's Tua time.
Tagovailoa.
Today, the Miami Dolphins named Tua Tagovailoa the starter for the season. What do you guys make of this move?
That's what he came here to be. So.
Yeah, I mean, he came here to be the future.
I still think it's like we were alluding to before we started recording is that like, I think he shouldn't play. I mean, like, I get what you're trying to say, but it's like, I think it's not going in the best direction. At least that's how I see the Dolphins.
What do you mean it's not going in the best direction?
Like the Dolphins.
Well, it's 3-3. They're off 2 wins.
Yeah, I know. And that's fine. I'm not neglecting anything. But I'm like, I also don't think they're going to just end 13-3 or like end like 10-6. Like,
I get that. But the thing is, they're right now at 3-3. They're in position to make a playoff run. It's not that they are going to make a playoff run. It's they're in position to do
it.
It
could be the wild card.
Right? So you're bringing in Tua, right? He has to have shown you something. You have to have a lot of trust in your offensive line if you're going to bring him back for his first game against Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. And you have to have enough trust in him and your organization pretty much that he's healed 100% from his injury and that he can take a couple hits and evade the pocket. And
well, they had that trust ever since the draft.
Well,
they would have not drafted him.
No.
That was still a concern.
I get that, but like to put him in this early, because a lot of people, I mean, I thought when we first drafted him, obviously the whole season happened and stuff like that, but originally I thought we were just going to bench him for the entire year, kind of like a Patrick Mahomes thing. Obviously, I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes, but...
But yeah, in the same aspect, yes, I understand. And that's what I think should have happened.
I mean, I don't really have a problem with it, though, because like you're bringing him into a situation where he's going to play meaningful football games. He's going to know what it's like. Like, he's not coming into a situation like, let's say, like a
Joe Burrow,
pretty much. You're not expected to win. Mm-hmm. You're in a shitty team. He's coming into a team that, like, they're not great, but they're turning it around. And he probably has a chance to maybe win some games, make the playoffs.
Dude. It's like what happened to Herbie.
Pretty much.
It's literally just what
happened. Dude, but I don't know. Their schedule looks pretty hard.
The Dolphins?
Yeah.
I just looked at it right now.
But we got Tua.
But, like,
all right.
I see, like.
We got the Rams next.
Rams, we have the Rams, Cardinals, Chargers, Broncos. So the
Cardinals, pretty inconsistent. They had obviously looked like fucking Super Bowl champions last night. But the Dolphins, okay, the Dolphins secondary is way better than the Cowboys secondary. Dolphins defensive line is way better than the Cowboys defensive line.
They play the Cowboys?
No. They play the Cardinals.
No. Oh, okay. I understand the comparison you're trying to do.
So it's Cardinals, Chargers, Broncos, Jets again. So that's an easy dub. Bengals, Chiefs, Patriots, Raiders, Bills.
It's pretty tough.
It's tough.
I bring him in.
He's going against the gauntlet. Because there's a lot of teams that are probably in position to make the playoffs or go on Super Bowl runs.
I see 3 wins for sure, and those are some of our tough ones. Mm. I see them winning the Broncos, Bengals, and Jets, obviously. And then I see them having a chance against the Chargers, Cardinals, and even against the Patriots and Bills.
The Patriots have looked a little bit inconsistent. They look pretty bad this week against the Broncos.
Well, because Cam hasn't played like in 2 weeks.
They've only had 2 practices in 2 weeks, the past 2 weeks. So, yeah, that's a reason why. But they have looked pretty bad. Yeah. They look pretty bad this weekend regardless.
Yeah.
And they won the first game of the season. Usually that's a season split. So wouldn't surprise me if we win the second game. Obviously, Tom Brady is the quarterback that we usually split against. But still the Patriots. We got to hope for the best. I see Tua. Not saying we're going to make the playoffs. But I think we could end. If we end 8-8, great season. I'd be happy with it.
Break even.
Yeah, I mean, I hope. Again, it's like,
if we make the playoffs, we're already like 2 years, but 1 year ahead of where we're supposed to be. Because right now, with this year, we're not supposed to be winning games. We're probably not even expected to be 3-3 at this point, like going into the season. Mm-hmm. So we're already a little bit ahead. If we can go 8-8, then we know I have a quarterback for sure. And we know that we're at least building around the right pieces. I think we do need to add a menacing like pass edge rusher, like a Khalil Mack or something like that. I'm just saying that position, not those guys.
Not literally Khalil Mack.
And we need to build our linebacker core. Our offensive line, a lot of the rookies have looked really good. Robert Hunt, Solomon Kinley. Solomon Kinley looks like a savage. He was our 4th-round pick this year. And once we get Austin Jackson back, it's just going to be even better. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for the future.
Fuck the Dolphins.
No, bro.
Nah, I like the Dolphins.
We're going to the Super Bowl in like 3 years, bro. Just chill.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because we're hosting it. No, bro. Just wait. All right, now about week six games that stood out. We're starting off with the Texans and the Titans. My least favorite game of the weekend.
Me too.
I have a problem with that game.
Why?
Overtime rules.
Oh, yeah, I know. Me too. But I'm happy it ended that way because if the Titans get the ball again, fuck Derrick Henry.
Overtime rules are stupid. The way it works in the NFL. It should be like college.
Yeah, it should be like college. First of all, it'd be more exciting. Second of all, it'd be more fair.
And you can't end in a tie.
Ending in a tie is retarded.
It's so stupid.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Like, why would you?
That's something for soccer, not football.
Soccer.
This is a man sport. Yeah. Not that fucking pussy
shit. Soccer.
But, bro, right? Mr. Tannehill, bro, looking great.
He looks good.
You guys think he's an MVP candidate or no?
No.
I don't think so either.
But he can
be in the top 10 of you, but, like, he's not. He's like.
Bro, to me,
this proves that Gase made him look like a bozo.
The thing, bro, like, okay, Gase had that one season where they made the playoffs. Didn't look too bad, right? I'm not saying Gase isn't a bozo.
Was that like a couple of years ago? Right?
Yeah. That was when we played the Steelers in the first round, and Matt Moore got murdered. That was the first season Tannehill got hurt. Obviously, the media at that time didn't pay a lot of attention to Miami. Obviously, now we have Tua, so all eyes are on us. But at that time, no one was paying attention to us, so they didn't know. Tannehill had never missed a start up until that first injury he had. which sucks, bro. It was like five seasons of him just getting destroyed by the offensive, by the defensive line, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he was never the problem here in Miami. He just wasn't like the solution. He's not going to win you games. He's going to do enough to put you in a place to win the game yourself.
Yeah.
I understand he wasn't the problem here, and I've always said that, but I'm just saying Gase made him look like the problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
I'm just saying, like I always hear me to say, oh, look at Tannehill. He was a bust in the Dolphins.
He wasn't.
Right? No. He wasn't a bust.
He was fine.
We drafted him way too high, right? And if you look back at it, now he's probably, what, the second best quarterback from that draft?
Wait, you're because was
it? 20.
It was, I'm going to name the quarterbacks right now. Russell Wilson, the best.
Yeah.
Easy. Then you have Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is probably better, but he retired way too early.
That was 2012, that draft? Mm-hmm.
So he's probably the third.
And then you have RG3.
Yeah.
And I think, Kirk Cousins is from that draft too.
So he's the top four of those quarterbacks. Top three of playing quarterbacks.
I mean, based on like career, I'd probably like take Tannehill's career, especially if he's been.
Yeah, career wise, besides Russ, it's like, but yeah, and again, like Andrew Luck would have probably been like
a better, but amazing he took the hits and he couldn't last. At least Tannehill's taken the hits and he's been able to last.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd probably draft him second now if you're looking at it. Obviously, now the Colts, if they had Andrew Luck, they'd probably be like Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
So,
which sucks 100%. For like Colts fans.
I was telling Nick at the gym the other day. I'm like, it fucking sucks, bro.
Yeah, bro. I remember we found out that shit was crazy.
Yeah. No one believes me. I remember we're watching a UM game.
No, but that sucks for Colts fans. Like, we have a chance this fucking year. And all of a sudden they're like, nah.
Talking about that, right? Well, like this wasn't even planned. But the Falcons are expected to be making a fire sale this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trading Julio Jones, trading Matt Ryan.
Wait, this offseason? I heard it before the trade deadline.
You think before the trade deadline?
That's where I heard it. I
was also listening today that they might not want to do that for the new GM and let him make the moves. Yeah. So, and the truth is, if they just won a game, they can find capture like lightning in a bottle and like make the playoffs this year and go on a run, give them one last shot. It sucks, bro. Like,
I hope they trade Julio away though.
Me too.
Wasting his career.
Oh yeah, me too.
There's one spot I want.
Who? Where?
The Raiders.
Bro, I swear, if this man's in Pittsburgh, bro.
I thought it was
going to get slapped, bro. The Raiders.
That'd be fire. That would be fire.
That'd be fire.
I'd get that jersey. That'd be dope. Think about how fire that
would be. Oh, my God.
They would
in
never,
the Death Star.
This would never happen. Could be imagine. Like, I don't know why the first thing I thought about was Green Bay.
Oh, that'd be fire.
That'd be a good team. I'm rooting for LA. Or Las Vegas.
Whoa, LV.
Oh, LV.
Live. Peace, live, happiness.
But do you think the Colts should trade for Matt Ryan? I think he'd win a Super Bowl there, probably. It'd be crazy. The thing is, bro, like,
we're seeing now. Just has to go.
We're seeing, yeah, bro. I mean, he's old, bro. Yeah, we all saw that coming.
I do not understand what sane human would look at Philip Rivers and be like,
hey, actually, you guys are talking shit about him, but this weekend, the one who won the game was Philip Rivers. They went down 21-0, and he brought him back.
I'm not denying that Philip Rivers isn't.
He's overstayed his welcome.
Yeah, he's just old.
I've never bought into it. I've always said he was overhyped. I've always said it was blah, blah, blah.
Too many fucking kids.
Too many kids.
Fucking has like that's 13 of those.
More kids than Pro Bowl appearances. This is a fact.
But I don't know, bro.
What were we talking about? Fucking
Matt Ryan, like
no, yeah, but before all of that,
dude,
we're talking about the Texans and Titans, right?
Yeah, but we let it listen to this. Let the vibe take you.
There's not much to talk about, so let's just let it roll, baby.
Yeah, Derrick Henry murdered them. Tannehill looks great. Texans suck.
Titans looking like a real team, bro.
Texans are really trying hard to get the Dolphins pick really high. Bro, really trying hard.
We're going to have Trevor Lawrence and two on the same team. We'll just watch. Now we got to move on to the Ravens versus the Eagles. Obviously, we already somewhat touched on this. Carson Wentz seems to be coming back. I think it's just him getting adjusted to his new, like, his receivers, bro. Travis Fulgham has been on the team for 3 weeks.
Hey, Travis Fulgham's a gangster.
And he's fucking balling. He's the best receiver on the team, probably.
Dude, he's a gangster, bro. Love that guy. When I was watching against the Steelers, I'm like, damn. But now it's not against the Steelers, so I'm like, yeah, go you. Go you. Go
you. Do you think they're going to win the AFC?
Nope.
NFC?
AFC? Nope.
Nope.
I think so.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
I don't think so, but the way Andy Dalton played so bad. Team.
Yeah, he played fucking
terrible.
But,
like, I still don't think they're going to be.
I just think the Cowboys are going to win more CAG games.
I don't know, bro. They're just, like they're on paper, at least. They're for sure a better team.
A better team.
We've seen Carson Wentz carry the team to the playoffs like he did last year with pretty much the same injuries. It just sucks that he has to do this every single season. He got off to a bad start this year, and he threw the 9 picks. You know he hasn't thrown 9 picks since his rookie year? Crazy.
Really?
Yeah, so he already has more picks this season than he has since his rookie year,
He has more picks and touchdowns, probably.
Yeah. Well, no, I think maybe this he went ahead this week. But
I know last week he didn't.
He's a baller, bro.
But like, I'm not disrespecting Carson Wentz. I'm disrespecting the fucking Eagles organization.
Well, no, they're fucking clowns, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, their wide receiver core, bro, that shit's
garbage. I feel like every week it's new people.
I just always say that team could have had DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I know, bro. And they went, they're like, they look at JJ Arcega on white side. Look at DK Metcalf. They're like, this guy's going to be better.
Yeah, DK Metcalf's too tall.
He's not I mean, I kind of said this before, where it's like before the draft, I'm like, I didn't think DK Metcalf would translate well in the NFL. I was proven wrong.
Okay. Thank God. I thought he was being way overhyped because they had him going in like the top five picks, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously he got hurt in college. And I was like, bro, like
he had a really bad injury too.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, bro, like that's way too high. But I the did, Seahawks I, got him.
The way the Seahawks got him, fantastic. But I did figure that AJ Brown, because that was his like two, right? That was they were across from each other in Ole Miss, right? So I did figure that like AJ Brown would get put over him. Because he's a more versatile receiver that can actually run routes and
baller, bro,
and savage in Tennessee. But DK Metcalf from where?
Bro, we got to find out who the quarterback for Ole Miss was during their time there, and like just call him a fucking scrub, bro. How do you not fucking win the Heisman throwing to those two guys, especially when you're playing against like future accountants and shit like that, bro? Yeah. Come on. Right. So you don't think they're gonna win the NFCs?
No.
Nope.
I'm sticking to my pick. My pick looking pretty good right now. Only half a game back.
What year was that draft?
That was 2018, I think. All right. So next, Browns versus Steelers. Is it time for the Browns to move on
from Baker Mayfield? Oh, we're talking about this one? Ooh. Yes.
It looks like
I think he's a bust. I think he's a bust.
I've never liked Baker. So like
I did. Bro, I did.
We love Baker, bro.
I end up unintentionally rooting for players in my same division, which kind of sucks, right? And then one of them was Baker when he got drafted. I was like, this guy's cool. I'm like, this guy might be the answer. He's not the answer, bro.
Bro, it sucks. It sucks, dude, so much.
Dude, and I told you, last week you had Cleveland winning.
Oh yeah,
I did.
And they got their back blown. Bozo. Out.
I'm never picking the Browns. And
I'm
like,
so
the second time you've done this.
I am yeah, so bro.
Every
happy.
Time I think they got something going, they just fucking shred
I
me.
Am so happy, bro. Like this game was just.
Now, if you had to rank the quarterbacks from that draft class, would he be worse than Sam Darnold?
Yes,
I think so. Bro.
I think so,
because Jeez. Sam Darnold at least has never had talent around him. Not the talent that Baker Mayfield has, but
yeah.
Bro, that shit sucks. Then again, this guy's had four head coaches in 4 years, or in 3 years. So that's another way to look at this.
I don't know.
But I don't know, bro. I think it's time to move on.
I never liked him.
I'm so glad, bro. This one's for Miles.
Bro, that game was for Miles, bro.
That game was for Miles. Yeah. They scored 7 points, bro. Seven games that he got banned for. Wow, it was for Miles. Fucking bullshit, bro.
He wasn't banned for. It was for six, wasn't it?
I thought it was eight.
I actually think it was seven for seven. That was just like me talking shit.
I thought it was eight.
It was just whatever like week it was just the rest of the season.
He got banned. I might have been six.
Either way.
Might have been once.
He's a god. He's second in the league in sacks to Aaron Donald. My defensive player of the year looking pretty good.
Still not defensive player of the year.
Who's defensive player of the year then?
TJ Watt.
He's not even in the top five sacks. So get out of here. Get out of here.
That game made me so happy. And I like one
Why,
of my favorite
slap them.
One of my favorite things to see, as much as I love OBJ, is just seeing him get mad on the bench. It's like my favorite thing to watch in football.
Trade for me.
They already had David and Joku who asked for a trade in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Come on, say he still wants to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should move on from Njoku, Beckham, and Landry? Just trade him and just get like, a fire sale.
I think you keep Landry.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah,
Landry
yeah, yeah.
becomes, I mean, at least here in Miami, he was pretty fucking cancerous towards the end of it.
No, but I feel like the chemistry isn't working.
What, with Beckham there?
With them
too. Yeah, it's not working.
I feel like it's not working.
Like, I feel like they thought it would be a good idea. You know, they were best friends.
They thought it'd be a perfect idea. I mean, well, I thought it would be a good idea, too.
Most people thought so.
Because they're best
together,
of pals.
You thought it'd be fine, but those egos get in the way.
Yeah, they both have just incredibly high egos, and
yeah,
it's just
bro,
like
especially Landry. Because oh at least God. Beckham has you one s- cash.
You've seen his fucking.
At least
bro, I'm a Dolphins fan.
You've
bro.
Seen his hard knocks scene. His hard knocks scene. Stop being the bitch.
No. I don't mind that. That was actually a good talk, bro.
But it's just so fucking funny.
No, because you're doing losing shit. You're gonna lose. But like fucking Landry, the shit that pisses me off about him is fucking a 3 yard catch, bro. And he comes to the sideline like.
It's just flexing.
The fucking man, bro.
Just,
get the fuck out of here, bro.
I hate it. I hate it. But it's just, I like OBJ. I think he could succeed in another team that's not here. Bro, I think last year all the teams that should have traded for him should have. The Packers, the Patriots, the 49ers. He would have just had a way better production.
Yeah, I know, bro.
And would have actually proved that he's a good receiver. Because I like the guy as a receiver. He's put up decent numbers, but his hype is from the catch.
Yeah.
Right? 100%, and I understand it. But like that's why I want him to prove that he's a better receiver, right? And then just he can't fucking do it in Cleveland. He just fucking can't do it.
I don't even know why he even like when I saw he signed with Cleveland, I'm like, that's fucking.
Well, Cleveland traded. Yeah. Giants traded him away. That's a bozo part on the Giants end.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, yes and no. Because
there's a little bit cancerous there too. Both of these guys, bro, they just have huge egos. That should get to them. And especially like when you're a team that's losing.
That's why the Dolphins traded him away. I forgot the Dolphins got for him. Or Jarvis Landry. You
know, yeah. Right. It's a bag of fucking chips. That was another. But for Landry, it was just like, yeah, bro, like you talk a lot and you don't fucking really do much.
You gone.
He led the league in receptions the year he got traded and didn't get over 1,000 yards. He had like 130 catches.
I think you tear that whole team apart because it's not working.
I don't think you need to tear the whole team apart. I mean, maybe trade away Beckham. I think, like you're saying, like keep one of them, right? Yeah. I think you gotta trade away Beckham.
I mean, you keep Landry because he can throw too. So when Baker gets fucked up, you just
bring him when you need to bench Baker, you bench for Landry.
No, bro, you got Case Keenum who came into the game in the fourth quarter.
I don't think he was benched because he was playing bad. He came into the game with
a rib injury,
and you guys are just fucking rocking his shit, bro.
Yes, sir.
I felt so bad for him.
He was like, "Can someone block me?"
You know, in Baker's words, "Mama ain't raised no wuss." I just hope he's able to bounce back, bro. I hate seeing guys bust.
Except I hate it too, but like, it's just I think it's funny because it's on the Browns.
It sucks, bro.
I don't root for anyone's downfall.
I'm not saying like what you're saying is fucked up. I'm just saying like
it sucks for him.
It sucks for the Browns fans.
The Browns broke two quarterbacks.
Like and
yeah, bro, they break everything.
Johnny Manziel, Baker.
Johnny Manziel was the GOAT though.
Money Manziel,
bro. That's a fact.
He was the GOAT in college.
But then who did they get? Matt Ryan?
Nah.
You start Case Keenum?
Nah, that's horrible.
Phillip Rivers, baby.
Phillip Rivers, bro. Philippe he got to make Rios. A return.
Oh, what's that guy's name for the Chargers? The one that got
Tyrod
stabbed.
No, he was there.
He was bro. There already.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this guy until he got stabbed by this doctor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? I know about him in Buffalo.
Never that's heard of him goat. Until he got stabbed.
He was in the Ravens before that.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, bro. RG3? Fuck it. I don't know.
We got to move on to another team, bro. The Cowboys versus the Cardinals, baby.
The Cowboys look like children. Before the game started, I told my dad, I'm like, I think the Cardinals are winning this. He's like, nah.
He's like, the Cowboys are going to win?
I said the Cardinals are going to win.
No, I'm saying your dad thought
My dad thought like Andy Dalton would just have the spark in him.
Oh, my fucking God.
And I thought it would be a close game. I knew the Cardinals were going to win. I just thought it would be a close game.
I thought the offense would look a lot better than it did.
Yeah.
The offense looked fucking
bro,
lost.
Bro, Zeke
fucking fumbling the bag.
My God, bro.
Butterfingers, my guy.
I don't even know what the fuck. Bro, the first fumble was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was horrible.
I don't even know how that shit got out.
It was just
like, let go of the ball. He was holding like
it was poor ball placement. Like, he didn't secure it good enough. But still, it's like the fact that like literally the next drive that you get the ball back, the first snap that you get past the Zeke, he fumbles again.
Bozo.
That might be my bozo of the week.
But you know what's the benefit of all this? Dak's going to get paid.
Oh, bro.
Oh, that's...
Dak made so much
money. Jerry Jones was like, motherfucker.
I'm so
son
happy.
Son of a bitch, we got to play
He's
this
calling
guy.
His bank, bro.
Because I remember the minute Andy Dalton got signed by the Cowboys, people were like, oh, this is a cheaper quarterback we need to use.
Bro, I don't think it was
gonna
be so
good.
Fault, though. Like, bro, he had one throw that I have no idea where the fuck he was doing. It was towards the beginning of the game.
But no,
he pump faked and then threw it right to the Cardinals guy.
Those Cowboys fans that didn't want to pay Dak, they're like, oh my God, we got Dalton. He's going to be fine. He'd be so much cheaper. Now they're like,
he might get fucked, though, bro. Because if they look really bad and they lose enough games, they're severing for Trevor, bro. Severing for Trevor.
It could happen. I don't think
they're gonna be that bad.
Not me either.
Back. Oh, man,
but the thing
but
is,
Dak's getting paid, baby.
That shit's a mess now, though, because a lot of players came like we're pretty much saying that the Cowboys coaches
have
prepared.
No direction, aren't prepared. Yep.
Don't make adjustments during the game, and then Mike McCarthy comes out and says, "I thought this is the most prepared we had been for a game this season." If you believe that, buddy,
Good Lord.
The bozo of the week, bro.
He might be the bozo of the week. Jason Garrett doesn't seem that bad anymore.
Yeah, bro. Everyone's blaming everything on fucking Jason Garrett, bro. Now you find out it's just. They're just trash.
Yeah, like after so many coaches and coordinators, at one point do you decide like this team is just not working?
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks, bro, because I saw a TikTok the other day, because you know how they do all things NFL fans just have to accept. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, the Cowboys have the best wide receiver core in the NFL, which is very possible.
Not the best. They have a good.
No, it's very possible. They're definitely like top two. Amari Cooper, who's really, he's the top 5-6 receiver, uh-huh, right? You have CeeDee Lamb, who's CeeDee on Lamb his way.
Michael to Gallup, really?
Michael Gallup is a really good second receiver. He had over 1,000 yards last year.
I understand. I'm not.
So he's not. It's not like that. And he's being demoted to your third because you have CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, man's is nasty.
Yeah, I like him.
And he's wearing that.
They have a top.
I'm not buying it.
They have a top 5 receiving core.
The ones ahead of them, the Falcons, because they have fucking 2 number ones and Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
You think that's ahead of them?
I think so.
Not the Bucks.
The Bucks. I mean, okay. Wait. The Bucks are up there. The Falcons are up there. The Falcons are better than the Bucks. Let's get that out of the way.
Hot.
Julio
take.
Jones is better than anybody in the Bucks, and hot then Calvin Ridley is on the same level as them based on what he's doing this year.
Hot take.
I don't know.
Very close. I don't know.
I just think
a
that
lot of very talented wide receiver cores. And it's very sad to see all these teams with no wide receiver.
I just think the Cowboys need to rethink like their entire structure. Team. Yeah. Because if if it was like one head coach and also now they're winning, okay, it's the coach. But like multiple coaches, multiple coordinators, like something's just not working here. I don't know.
It's just now they look like fucking bozos for signing Zeke to a huge contract when he has not played up to par. He has not looked half as good as he did before the contract as he looked after the contract.
This is why you don't pay a running back.
Yeah, and I hope it sucks for running backs, but like teams are going
to
learn from this.
To understand this. And I need running backs to accept this.
It sucks, like, but like
no.
When you're negotiating the CBA, you have to tell them like, oh, make running backs get a big first contract, bigger, maybe even bigger than quarterbacks. Because the thing is, on their first contract, running backs are better than quarterbacks normally. Because obviously, it takes quarterbacks a little bit longer to get adjusted to the game, be able to read defense and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Running backs don't have to do that. They just have to be more athletic than the defense.
Yeah, literally.
Just get through.
Be stronger and faster. That's all you have to do.
And eventually, that shit goes. Anyone who's really been able to like disprove that has been AP and Frank Gore. If even Frank Gore hasn't been great,
Gore just has longevity. AP actually still like maintains obviously not to par like Vikings level, but like still.
So Andy Dalton looked lost. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think he's started looking better? I think so.
I hope he needs to look in the mirror and just like say like, what am I doing?
What am I doing?
I mean, he's gonna have to start looking better.
Maybe he should dye his hair blue. Because it worked out in the Bengals, you know, he just has to die.
And you know, I actually felt like bad for him because I remember like the first time I saw him going onto the field, like this is before I knew what the fuck was going to take place last night. But like, I looked at him like this is probably his dream because I know he's from Texas. That's why he signed with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. He played at TCU. That's probably like his dream, like growing up, like, oh, I'm going to be a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
For the Dallas Cowboys.
And he went on and he played like that. So maybe it was just the nerves got to him. But
it could be all the pressure, but it's like I feel like a lot of things are running around his head.
He was in the pressure. Buda Baker had a fucking he had a game. Jordan Phillips, who's a former Dolphin, actually the guy fucking hates Adam Gase.
Jordan Philly
had a game last night. Kenyon Drake had an awakening last night.
Yep,
after being trash for the first like 5 weeks. But I don't know. The Cowboys better get it together if you guys think that they're going to win the NFC East. But
I'm going to move on. I think just the NFC used to be so bad. Cowboys can just struggle and still win.
Win 3 games and win.
Yeah.
I think it's possible for them to win 4 games and make it to the playoffs and host a playoff game. Not even just make it.
Which is so sad.
Can you imagine?
I think the NFL should look into it.
Can you imagine like they finish with like 5 wins there and then playoffs or whatever, and they end up just fucking having this like this streak where like fuck it and there's like
and they win
playoff P and they just go off.
Playoff P.
They win the Super Bowl. God.
They get playoff Dalton, bro, and he just fucking balls out.
Win the Super Bowl.
No, yes. I thought they would.
All right, guys. So. Next game, Packers versus Bucks. Packers get their backs.
Jesus Christ.
This is the Bucks team that I wanted to see.
You guys think they're establishing themselves as the NFC favorite?
Not the favorite, but
I think so.
You think so? I think so. Truth is, their defense is way better than the Seahawks.
Their defense is what will get them that far. So if you make it up to, let's say, I'll throw a hypothetical. Let's say they make it to the NFC Championship game, and it's this and the Seahawks. They make the Super Bowl.
They'll shred them. Tom Brady will destroy Russell Wilson.
They make the Super Bowl. Like, legitimately make the Super Bowl.
Probably, if it comes down to them, too.
If it comes down to them, too, because of that defense. Because that defense can stop, like...
It's crazy, because, like, in the NFL, it's a lot of rock, paper, scissors. Because it's like, If the Bucks play the Seahawks, I think the Bucks would beat the Seahawks. If the Packers play the Seahawks, well, okay, wait. Let's think. I think the Seahawks, because I had like a triangle in my mind right now, yeah, of like the Packers, I think, will beat the Seahawks. The Seahawks, who would the Seahawks beat? Oh my God, bro. I fucked this shit up.
Maybe.
Who would the Seahawks, who?
To make it that far? I mean,
like. You got to think. Okay, then based on Sunday night, the 49ers might make the playoffs. We'll see. Teams that we think are going to make the playoffs in the NFC. I mean, who besides those like five teams would make it? The Saints are looking like fucking trash.
Yeah, the Saints.
They might be putting it together, but I don't know.
The Rams.
The 49ers destroyed the Rams.
Okay, that's the four.
So that's three teams.
That's still four and two.
That's still three teams.
Okay. I don't know. Should have had more preparation for this. The Cardinals, maybe. I'm trying to think of like your little triangle. Oh, the Bears, maybe.
The
Bears are winning it right now. The Bears are winning it right now.
Yeah, bro. I mean, the thing is, their quarterback has three legs. That's unfair. He's a tripod out there. Bro, come on, bro. Big Dick Nick, bro. That's
unfair. BDN. I was looking at the Saints scheduling. Jesus Christ.
And it's looking a little unfortunate.
It's looking very rough.
Panthers, okay. Bears, Bucks, 49ers, Falcons, Broncos, Falcons, Eagles, Chiefs, Vikings, Panthers.
And after what I saw from Jimmy G this weekend, bro, I'm feeling very good. I don't know who the NFC favorite is. I'm assuming it's probably the Seahawks at this moment.
It probably is.
I think it is the Seahawks.
But I don't think the Seahawks can make it with that pass defense, bro. They got to do something.
Maybe some moves will happen in the trade deadline. Maybe Jamal comes back healthy. I don't know what's happening.
Even Jamal's not really too much of a like
of a pass. Yeah.
He's in the box type of safety.
He's not a
run defense.
There's a term for it.
Yeah. He's a box safety. Mm-hmm. But
sweating.
I don't know what got to happen. But there's too many good quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, the NFC specifically.
The NFC is stacked.
The NFC is so much more stacked than the AFC. Like, there's so much more.
It's like NBA, the West versus the East Conference.
It is. It's like the top of the East is like better than the top of the West. But it's like, you get me? Like the Bucks. Well, I mean, okay.
Wait, what?
Are we referring back to football or basketball?
Basketball. Here? But it's like in the AFC, you have the Chiefs.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And yes. I was referring to the Bucks to be them, but like the Bucks don't win championships. But you know, in the regular season, Bucks are the cream of the crop.
Yes.
Right. Then the NFC just got to.
The Bucks are more like the Ravens.
You go way deeper, bro. Oh, that's true.
That's a good one. That was a good one.
All right, the Heat or the Chiefs?
No, dude, the Heat or the Dolphins?
Bro, dude, come on, bro.
No, I'm not.
What is that?
No, well, why would you say that?
Last week you say the R word, now you pull out this shit, bro?
No, I'm just saying because the fucking sports quote-unquote analysts have us ranked so low next year. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Ninth. We're going to get into that later.
How the fuck are we ninth?
Once we get Kawhi, everything will change.
Jerry's top three.
Top three?
Top 10.
I got Bucks, 10, brother.
Probably not the favorite right now at the moment. I think is what we came down to. They just got to be more consistent, bro.
Yeah, they do. Especially like Brady also, but mostly like his O-line. Because his O-line just fucks him over. All those penalties.
O-line ain't the same as in New England, right?
Yeah, and the penalties the same thing.
Yeah, the penalties are fucking him up. And then he gets frustrated. And you see him like,
He is the cracker. NFL.
I'm not paying this fucking fine this time.
He is the NFL Karen.
Yeah.
He is the NFL Karen.
Yeah,
he is.
Bro. All right.
Are we ready for the greatest list ever?
Bro, your top 10?
This list is poo-poo, bro. Just get on with it.
I've told it to Nick, but Nick doesn't spoil it.
We're going to listen to Jerry's top 10 teams of the NFL right now.
Number one, the Patriots.
Number 10, I have the Cleveland Browns.
You still have them in the top 10 after they got fucking spanked?
Yes, because of what happened in the last five games. Spanked the Cowboys. Had a pretty good game against the Colts. I forgot their other wins. But you get the idea. Yeah, but the Bengals are the Bengals.
We're talking about NFL wins, buddy.
That's the only other win.
I'm blanking out here. I just think they got met by a better team. That's it.
I'm excited to see where you have the Steelers because I'm probably going to agree with you. As long as they're not one, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
They're not one.
Okay.
Let's be realistic.
So at number nine, I have the Bears. Bears looking legit, bro. I like it.
Like we said already, bro. The quarterback has three legs. This shouldn't be
exactly. Exactly. I'm rocking with it. I like it. All right. Let's see how it goes like deeper into the season. But, you know, right now.
The Bears defense, obviously nasty. It's just supreme. Their offense has got to get a little bit better. But
it's got to look good at work. Allen Robinson needs to pick it up.
It's pissing me off, bro.
He's doing fucking nasty.
He's just doing yards.
Trade him to me.
What do you? Okay, we'll discuss that later. At number 8, I have the Bills because they got mollywop last week, and they didn't have the best game this week. So
they got fucking mollywop this week. No,
they didn't get mollywop. Not like fucking.
Well, the thing is, their defense is Swiss cheese this year. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, bro.
Their defense is trash.
I don't know what's going on right now, bro.
Because they was white. Dude, what happened?
They were looking like the cream of the crop. They were looking like.
They'll put it together.
AFC
though.
Championship game. They have a
really good
games.
Coach. They have a really good coach. Really good staff.
Dude, the way they were going at the beginning of the season, I was like, you know, yesterday when we saw the Chiefs and Bills game, I was like, this might be the AFC Championship game.
That should be crazy, bro.
The way it was going, I was like, this might be it.
It's like Patrick Mahomes versus Patrick Mahomes with half a brain.
Exactly.
Should be crazy.
Smart Patrick Mahomes versus dumb Patrick Mahomes.
Smart one versus the poor one.
Exactly.
It's like the actual brand versus Great Value.
Literally.
It's like Amazon versus Wish.
Bro, versus Etsy.
Or right. Fucking OfferUp.
Why are we still going?
I don't know.
Can I continue my list?
It's like Jerry.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. At 7, I have the Packers.
After one loss? Really? You dropped them down that low?
Yeah, they got rocked.
Bro, they got a lot. Bro, but come on. They did get rocked. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times has Aaron Rodgers thrown a pick six? Not many.
Not know. Many.
It doesn't happen. He doesn't throw two picks in a game.
You know why it's happened?
It was his first.
In celebration. That's what happened.
Bro, the three pumps.
Everyone knows you don't do the three
that's
pumps.
That's why he lost.
The Hingle McKringle Bear.
I do
you
agree.
Don't do it.
That he should get a fine for that. Should get kicked out of the NFL.
He should, like, should be like suspended.
But it's Aaron Rodgers. You got to learn one.
I'm not ruling him out. I'm not ruling him out.
The seven is basically ruling out.
A X, bro. Relax.
These other teams, I just feel like are more dominant.
Remember, right? His bad games are like other quarterbacks, like
his bad
career
seasons
highs.
Are like other career. Yeah.
But Baker Mayfield will kill for this 200.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, my 7 and 6 are kind of interchangeable, but that's what I have it at now. Six right. I have the Ravens.
All right, you should switch the Packers to 6, bro.
Yeah.
Ravens just beat the Eagles by 2. But give you reason, right. Please.
Okay. Y'all were telling me the other day that Lamar Jackson is overrated. I don't believe that. I just think the Baltimore Ravens are overrated. Right?
Because I think they're both overrated.
I coming up with a conspiracy theory.
I don't.
Hear me out, hear me out.
Look, I
are
don't
there
think
actually Ravens in Baltimore?
I just think, like, that game shouldn't have been as close. I mean, you can argue the same thing with the Steelers game. Right? But, like, I don't know. That just made it like so. I don't. It's so hard to explain. Like, I just always think back to when Colin Cowherd had them going 16-0. I'm like, this is the team that you had just like dominating.
Fucking stupid.
Is this your king?
Bro. Yeah. I mean, okay. I never. It's, bro, you can never predict a team to go 16-0. If you're gonna predict one team, I don't know how it's not the Chiefs. Let's be honest.
I don't know how it's not.
Even though I understand the Ravens are like built for the regular season,
exactly.
But like, I don't know, bro. The Ravens just aren't the same. Like, now you can just look at them and be like, yeah, they're not going to win a playoff game. Usually you can look at them and be like, I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
Yeah.
Last year, I had them going to the Super Bowl. As a Steelers fan, yeah. I had them going to the
fucking
Super Bowl.
Stupid.
Got a fucking idiot over
there. What a bozo I am, bro. Who let me
Why
on the show?
Why the fuck do we have him on the podcast?
I got to do a better job recruiting.
It's community service time for him.
All right.
At 5 out of the Bucks.
I mean, you can't really argue with that now.
I mean, like, yeah. They're really? Looking good.
I guess
they're looking
you
like the team
an,
I wanted.
You
I
mean, an inconsistent team over the Packers, bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes,
I agree with you. Yes. Any one week they can be in the top 5, but it's like and over the course of the season, the Packers have been a lot more.
This was
reliable.
The week to do it. It'll be this week. They had a great game.
Next week,
they're gonna be in the top 10.
I mean, I'm ranking about based off this. I'm not ranking above the whole season.
Next week, we're gonna be like, are the Bucks even supposed to be the NFL?
Should Tom Brady retire?
Yeah. Should we clean house?
Go at 4, I have the Seahawks.
Yeah,
just because they didn't play.
They didn't play. Yeah,
they didn't play. That. Right?
3,
the Titans.
Bro, I agree with that. That's just fine. Yeah. Even though, no, I don't agree with this because I know you're putting it 2. Get out of here.
The Steelers.
The Titans should be 3.
No. Nope.
You know what's funny about this? We're going to find out who should be 2 and 3 next week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We are. So this will find itself out. But in my opinion, the Titans have looked so fucking dominant, bro. They've won by defense. They've won by offense.
Yeah.
They've won every single way. That's just crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make it back to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I know.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they won it.
I know, because I just think Tannehill's just playing better than Mahomes, bro. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Tannehill's just better than Mahomes.
Just cheaper.
Much cheaper. It's a great value, Mahomes.
Mahomes' target, Tannehill's Walmart.
Titans are honestly like one of the funnest teams to watch, though.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Do you remember like how 3 years ago were like so irrelevant?
Oh,
like,
not even 3 years. Last year,
like last year, where we were talking about like how irrelevant the Titans were to me.
I mean, this kid would get on FaceTime and just be like, "Bro, who do you think is the most relevant team in the NFL?" And we just unanimously agreed as the Titans. It's just because we didn't remember that team, so we'd just be like, "Oh shit!"
Every time I would list like teams and like quarterbacks and coaches, I always forget about the Titans.
Yeah,
but now engraved.
Now they're just fun to watch. I feel like they get together really well. Like, even after Tannehill threw the pick this week and he just went to sign him, was talking to Derrick Henry. Even though their coach is fun to watch, did you guys see the play where, like, he sent in a 12th man on purpose to stop the clock?
I love that.
So he didn't have to wait to timeout.
I love that.
He's a fucking genius. And then he faked being mad and everything.
Oh, wow.
He got the refs to look and everything.
Big brain.
Dude, Vrabel, honestly, one of my picks for coach of the year.
Oh, no. If the Titans end up, like being, like, one or two seed, I think there's a big chance.
Because I got, like, 3 picks for coach of the year. And he's one of them.
Who are your 3 picks?
I mean, it's him, and I have Stefanski, actually.
Bro, I swear, this man says Tomlin. I know it's coming up next.
Mike Tomlin, baby! Mike Tomlin's the greatest coach in the world.
Bro, I got Vrabel. Vrabel's up there, for sure.
Vrabel's up there. I think Vrabel is most likely to win.
Even if Stefanski makes a playoff, I think he could win it.
Yeah, because he took the Browns to the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, like, I know, bro.
I think if they win the Super Bowl, he has to win coach of the year. Fucking idiot.
Bro, definitely between them two. But continue. You got 2-1.
Two? Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, just skip to one, bro.
Greatest team in the world.
Number one.
Is the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
You know, I've seen a lot of lists this week. Having them at number one, the Steelers.
I haven't seen a list of the Steelers.
I don't listen to bozos, you know what I mean?
But I decided.
I know Stephen A. Smith has Steelers at 3, so.
That's what I thought that was coming in. I thought that was happening here, but I don't know.
No, we said 2. It fit right. Like, it sounded right.
I mean, I would have put him at 3.
They're looking pretty dominant.
I just love the Titans, bro. The Titans just
I love watching the Titans. It's a great watch.
It's going to be a good game.
Everyone will be
talking about that anyways, right? We got to make our picks. Exactly. It's about that time of the year again.
About that time of the year.
It's the season to be
preseason. It's an annual podcast, Nick. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
We do it once every year.
All right. On Thursday night, we got a banger, bro. We got Giants at Eagles. Who are you guys taking?
I don't know.
I was going to say Giants for shits and giggles.
We're not predicting winners at this point. We're predicting losers. Bro, I think it's going to be the Eagles.
I don't know.
Bro, the Giants can't.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Eagles.
Daniel Jones threw like his first touchdown of the season this week, I think.
No, he didn't.
He threw one in the Steelers.
They scored 38 points against the fucking Cowboys.
Man, he threw a touchdown to the Steelers.
He scored 30, but like,
still, it's more than we thought.
The worst offense in the NFL, pretty much. I know that for sure. They had three.
I think the Jets are the worst offense in the NFL.
Oh, bro, that's an offensive mind, all right, bro. You gotta calm down.
The greatest.
This is all in the grand scheme.
We're talking about offense here. We're not talking about the mind.
But I know the Giants only had 3 touchdowns before that game against the Cowboys, and we're talking about them playing NFL defenses. Please, we're not talking about that Big Ten defense that the Cowboys play. Just no defense.
It's just a bunch of scoring. Right. It's an all-star defense.
That's just trash.
That's the all-star game defense. All
right. So they had 3 touchdowns through 4 games, bro. That's just fucking trash, right? The Eagles, just a better team. I trust Carson Wentz more than Daniel Jones. It sucks for Daniel Jones, though.
Look at the sour patches.
Shit, bro. It's a biracial. But I feel bad for Daniel Jones that he's going to get replaced by Trevor Lawrence.
Shut your mouth.
That's what people want to happen.
Shut
I don't think it's going to happen.
Mouth.
I don't think Daniel Jones is the problem, if we're being honest.
It's that O-line.
It sucks, bro. O-line's garbage.
No, exactly. But I think the Giants are a smarter organization to realize that. And I know Sam Darnold isn't the problem.
I don't think so, bro. Dave Gettleman's kind of a bozo.
No. And I know Sam Darnold isn't the problem. But the Jets are dumb enough to replace him.
I mean, okay. It's not that they're not the problem. It's just that Trevor Lawrence is better. You get me? So it's like
I actually think, like, yeah, Trevor Lawrence would make a bigger impact.
What the fuck? Look at this one. Sorry.
But bro, that's why I'm excited. It's coming.
Whoa. You're in the wrong type of podcast. Wrong type of
podcast. How do you spell that word?
I'm excited.
But it's going to be, I think it's still going to be a fun game to watch.
I'm not going to watch it.
Probably going to be dirty, bro.
I'm not going to
watch every
watch
game,
it.
Bro. Come
I
on,
don't.
Come on. All right. Now we get into the real banger of the week. We got the Steelers and the Titans. All right. I already know Jerry's pick just because he's biased. As
yeah,
fuck,
of course
bro.
I'm going to pick the Steelers. Why the fuck would I not?
Biased, bro. Look at this kid.
Why would I not?
I'm going to choose the Steelers.
You going Steelers?
Because I trust the Steelers defense more than I do the Titans.
Interesting. Bro. I do think I will agree. Like, I've heard a lot of people say this. I do think the Steelers defense does fall under pressure when they're playing against good offenses.
Now you ready?
And they get sloppy. And they get lazy.
Nah, yeah. I can't believe I'm the only one that's picking the Titans. Let's go. Like, I had that before. Like, both of you guys have picked the Steelers.
Wait,
Titans just fucking dominant as shit, bro. It's just crazy.
I don't know, man.
Coming off a week where like they had like a lot of people just saying that like they should also be suspended, they should be fined, they should lose draft picks. They come up, they slap the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just beat them; they fucking slapped them. They
slapped the Bills, yeah.
Right. Then they come back this weekend and they get into a shootout with the Texans. And obviously, like, we all know the Texans were better than they had played the first 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just for Deshaun Watson to go off this week and that they still won, there's nothing they can't do. We gotta put trust in Tannehill.
I would choose.
I think it's gonna be a good game. I'm gonna watch this game.
I'm gonna watch this game
because there's no Dolphins game this weekend, so my 1 o'clock are free.
So, well, I always commit my time to the Steelers.
Exactly. So this will be a fun game.
It'll be a great game.
May the best man win, and we will find out who's the number two best team in the NFL next week.
Hey, right? if we lose,
I'll take it. You guys are probably still in the top five, probably. Yeah. You're losing against the number two team.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, so now we got another banger, bro, in the NFC East. Cowboys at Washington.
Washington.
I have Washington.
Bro, I don't. I was a joke.
I'm not serious.
Oh, fuck. I read the room. No, I'm choosing the Cowboys.
I'm going the Cowboys.
You're actually going to choose Washington? You're going to be like this kid with the Browns?
But this doesn't matter. Like, what the fuck? God, like, bro. It's a garbage divisional game.
What do you mean? This is the best division in football.
Bro, this is literally for the division lead. Think about it.
Exactly. I might watch this game. Okay. I might have it on a second screen.
This is the one with the most impact on the season, bro. I don't know, bro. I just think the Cowboys are going to put it all together. I still think Mike McCarthy's a bozo. I think that was a terrible hire for them. The Cowboys, bro. The Cowboys are so stupid. They should have just gone to Oklahoma, put all the money on the table, and had Lincoln Riley sign his own check and hire him. Guy's an offensive genius. He would have done like great things with that offense. Mike McCarthy is not the guys that do.
I think Lincoln Riley should coach an NFL team.
He should, but the thing is also a lot of people say that like the college life is easier, and then he says that he wants to win a national championship before going to the NFL. So sucks.
Will he do that in Oklahoma? Maybe
but if you, hand him a check and just tell him you get paid however much you want, pretty much like obviously there's
limitations.
Just give it to him. Like
I think the Falcons should sign Lincoln Riley before, but that's just me.
The Cowboys missed their chance. That wouldn't surprise me. But if Mike McCarthy does as bad as he's been doing so far this year, I wouldn't put it past Jerry Jones to just fire him because like it's been really bad this year.
It's been atrocious.
Yeah, especially, I mean, I'm not one of these people, but a lot of people had him going to the Super Bowl. Just delusional Cowboys fans.
Yeah,
but
I have brain cells.
Still. All right. So Bills at Jets, another banger divisional game this week.
I have the Jets. Imagine.
I have Adam Gase winning this one.
I have the better offensive mind winning, of course.
The greatest offensive mind in football. In all sports,
it's always hard to pick against the Jets. I mean, they're just that dominant.
It's so hard.
I want to see them go 0-16.
You know that running game?
I'm so excited for them to go 0-16.
Bro, going 0-16 and not drafting Trevor Lawrence. Do you know how funny that'd be?
We're watching that draft together.
We're going to do a live podcast for the draft.
This kid's going to buy a Clemson jersey and then a Jets jersey.
No, I'm not buying a Clemson jersey. I'm buying a Jets jersey.
That's you know how you can like customize the jerseys?
Yeah.
He's going to buy a customized jersey before
the draft. This is Lawrence.
Lawrence with the one. Right? So obviously we're
going to have
Bills.
It right here like if I got drafted.
Put in the Jets hat.
Recall his name.
All right. So obviously we're going Bills. Next we got Panthers at Saints. Who you guys got?
I got the Saints.
I'm going to choose the Saints.
Saints.
Even though the Panthers aren't the worst team,
I mean, we're betting against Teddy the better gloves. Team.
That's very hard for me to do.
As a Saints fan, what I want to see better, I want to see Michael Thomas fucking play once.
Yeah, but if he quits being a bitch.
I know.
If he quits punching play.
Being a fucking pussy. Like speaking, you know, it's a blessing. Well, play, bitch.
It's a blessing, you know.
It's a blessing, you know, to be able to play after punching your teammate.
Because I really do believe if none of the shit would, like, if you have, obviously the injuries you can't account for, but him stopping a little bitch, like, I feel like this team could have been a lot better.
Would it have made the difference a couple weeks back?
I think so because.
What team did they go against again? I forgot.
Fuck, they went against the Bucks.
Chargers.
They won that game.
They won that game. It was a close game. They won
but
that
game. But do you think it would have made the difference? That's still a valid question.
I think it would have because now Drew has been like while playing, like, he's not like in practice. Like, he has to play with people he hasn't like gotten comfortable with. So if you have Michael Thomas there, he can like distribute the ball evenly, and like he has one guy he trusts, and But I don't understand why they're not utilizing Jared Cook more. Cause that's like probably the second.
The guy's probably getting old, bro. He's been in the league for forever.
But like that's probably like the second guy he trusts more. After
I mean, they're trying to get Emmanuel Sanders in there.
Which is working out now, but in the beginning, like, when they
unlike the Cowboys, they're taking advantage of their very rich running back. And I don't know, bro. I'm never gonna say that it's worth it to pay a running back, but Kamara's making it look pretty good at this point.
Still not worth it.
No, still not. But out of all the running back contracts that have paid off. Look at them. You got to think. Todd Gurley, he's now cut from the Rams.
But he's playing good now in LA.
Oh, in LA. But on the Rams, it didn't work out for the Rams. The Rams are still paying his money in cap and dead cap. You look at Ezekiel Elliott, now paying off for the Cowboys. Because now, all of a sudden, this has never happened in his career. He has fumbling issues.
Yeah. He has like 5 fumbles
this season. Christian McCaffrey.
Dude,
we all think it's going to end up paying off because we think he's really
good. He will.
He got hurt. It's just got
the injury. It sucks. Fucked him up.
It's a position where you get hurt a lot.
Because he was doing really good before he got injured.
Yeah, Kamara's the only one that's really like paid off for the
Saints at least a little McCaffrey, bit. I think they're going to push him to like week 9 to come back.
It wouldn't surprise me, bro.
It wouldn't, but like...
You don't need to rush it with Mike Davis. You don't need to rush it.
It wouldn't be a surprise, but I just want to see like... I want to see him like just go off when he comes back since I wasted my first round pick on him.
What you're learning is just that like when you see a running back get hurt and then the running offense doesn't really like... The rushing offense doesn't really get affected too much. It's just how easily you can replicate a running back's production. It's like even with a great running back, like you can still get like 75 yards a game from a guy that you signed off the practice squad and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy.
Yep. And he stopped beating these.
But now fucking we're moving on. Packers at Texans. Who you guys got?
The Packers.
Yeah, the Packers.
Packers.
The Packers are the better team, but even after that fucking last game, the Texans are just that bad.
I just don't think the Texans are a good team.
I just think it's going to be an exciting game because I think Deshaun Watson is an exciting player, makes big plays. We're going to
really care anymore.
Yeah, just always fun to watch a lot of these games. Browns at Bengals. Who you guys got?
The Browns.
Unfortunately, I have to root for the Browns.
Bro, I get clowned by you guys for choosing the Browns. You guys both
because you choose the Browns against great teams
because they have Baker Mayfield,
the guy.
Do you know how many commercials that guy has?
He's going against his LSU pride.
No, bro. I changed my mind.
Is he a real LSU pride fan?
Wait, I think in the first game I chose the Bengals.
They did.
Yeah, you did. You both did. I was the one who did it.
You know what? I'm gonna do it again.
I did.
Because this time, it's Bengals at
home. I'll take your word on it.
You did. I remember you told me, like, oh, at least it was closer than the Ravens game. I'm so fucking annoying, bro. Jesus Christ.
I got the Bengals.
How many of you guys are willing to bet against Baker Mayfield, bro?
Hey, man. Even if I bet against the Browns, I'm still betting against my LSU pride. OBJ.
And Jarvis Landry.
Oh, my God. Bro.
You have to pick the Browns.
Jesus Christ. Who do I pick, bro?
This is an LSU.
Wait, I think Joe Mixon's from LSU.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's just LSU versus LSU. Fuck.
I think I'm taking
No matter Bengals, what, though. Someone wins.
I'm going with the
Browns because, you know, that's my favorite team, apparently.
I'm going with LSU.
I've picked them every single week this year. I'm pretty sure I have, actually.
So sad. Well, in most instances, like, I don't think... Did you pick them against the Cowboys?
Yeah, why would I pick the Cowboys?
Joe Mixon did not.
Yeah,
go
I don't
to
like
LSU.
Betting on the Cowboys.
Joe Mixon did not go to LSU.
For real,
we are fucking goons. He went to Oklahoma.
Oh, well, I know that he had beef with Jarvis Landry and OBJ.
Well, that doesn't mean he went to
LSU.
No,
but listen, because they're like, oh, like you're always trying to be like us, some shit like that. And then I was like, because I remember one of them saying like, oh, that's why you went to LSU or some shit like that. That's why.
You remember when Marcus Peters got traded to the Ravens? And then OBJ and Jarvis Landry were like, oh, we're so excited to see you. Then they got mollywopped by them. Yeah. One. Oh, God.
All right, now we got Lions at Falcons.
I'm going to have to bet on the Falcons.
This is a banger, bro. I think it's going to be the Lions.
I like rooting for the Falcons, though. Sometimes.
For Galladay, bro.
I'm trying to think, like, from a fantasy owner point of view. Or like,
oh, that's where
like,
I'm seeing it from.
And if that's the case, I'm choosing the Lions because I have Adrian
Peterson.
This is going
to be a game. No, bro. You got to go Kenny Galladay.
I do think it is going to be a high-scoring game. Yeah.
I hope so for Adrian Peterson.
Well, I hope so for Calvin.
Is Jeff Okuda and Desmond Trufant going to be able to shut down Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley?
I love Jeff Okuda. He's from the
Ohio State
University.
I love
the
that
The university that cannot produce NFL quarterbacks.
That's true. Haskins, stay away from the Steelers. Stay away.
we don't want you.
I feel like it's inevitable, though, in the trade deadline.
Oh, my God. But that's what you said about Jameis Winston. You guys are going to end up with Sam Darnold, and you're going to be happy with it, and you're going to buy a jersey.
Oh, I'm going to be happy with Sam Darnold. Me. Would I be happy with Dwayne Haskins? Probably not.
Would you be happy with Cam Newton?
Bro, you think I wouldn't be happy with Cam Newton?
I don't know. Bro, you Steelers fans are weird.
The Steelers is a backup, bro. What a clown, bro. Look at him.
No, I said that if he... I knew he wouldn't, but if he would have, it would have been a great bet.
Obviously, because you have a starting quarterback on your bench. Now you have Mason Rudolph.
I'm craving Chipotle.
Who came into the game.
Did he actually
go? Yeah, he did. Bro, this was so funny.
Bro. The only thing Mason Rudolph is good at is saying the N-word, bro.
Let's just move on.
Seahawks at Cardinals.
Ooh. I got the Seahawks.
I'm choosing Cardinals.
Clown, I'm going with Seahawks.
It's a little tough, though, because one just came after a fiery win, and the other one came off of a bye. A little tricky.
Yeah, but Chris Carson was a little bit roughed up. Now he comes back. He's fully healthy.
I like to see that.
I trust Russell Wilson more than I trust Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray did not look great last night.
What do you mean?
He looked fine.
No. He didn't look terrible, bro. Calm down.
What do you mean he didn't look bad?
He missed a bunch of throws, actually.
I mean, he had one big 88-yard pass to Christian Kirk, but like that's about as far as it goes. He had a couple good fakes.
Yeah. I mean, he was running all over the place.
Like a little teddy bear.
Like, he wasn't, like, the most...
Get that back to me.
Dude, he's literally that child of, like, what do you have in your hand? And he's literally that kid.
It's like, no. He was 9 for 24, so it's not the greatest. Exactly. But he had 188 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he was fine.
That also has to do with the play calling, because I'm pretty sure Cliff Kingsbury was just like, oh, this defense...
And he rushed for 74 yards with a touchdown. This defense
is like automatic doors where they just stay open.
I don't like Cliff Kingsbury.
I like Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't.
I mean, the thing is, I don't think he's like a Sean McVay or anything. No. I just think that's what they hired him thinking that he was going to be. But I think he's a fun coach to watch.
Dude, I think I'm pregnant because I'm having cravings. I want a pretzel. Like those the mall pretzels.
God, those mall pretzels.
Auntie
Anne's.
The cinnamon ones.
Oh,
cinnamon? Cinnamon.
Going to the Seahawks game, watching that, eating Auntie Anne's, bro. Seeing them lose, bro. Sounds like a dream.
Excuse me.
All right, now we got Jacksonville at Chargers.
I'm choosing Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers, too.
Justin Herbert has a lot of weapons.
Bro. Yeah, just between Herbie Fully Loaded and the man, the myth, the legend, Gardner Minshew.
I like Herbie. I want him to win a fucking game, bro.
Yeah, bro, it sucks. I
want him to win a game.
I'm the first one to say, bro. Herbert, nasty, bro.
Yep.
Exceeded my expectations. Both of you by were clowning on me. Mile, bro.
When he first played, I'm like, he's going to be great. You're like, nah, but it was no need to take out tight.
I do not remember this kid ever saying that Herbert was going to be good.
I did.
I don't remember that, but I obviously do remember me saying it was garbage.
I remember saying he used to be trash. Yeah. I 100%.
It was the first
that.
Time he had to play. I'm like, he's going to have a good season. You're like, nah.
I think I might have said that. You're correct.
It was because I felt fucking obliterated here.
Where on the pod? No, yeah, bro. It was after his first game. I was like, bro, he looks good.
No, it was the first like. Bro,
I honestly didn't buy until maybe like last week.
No, bro. Bought in after week one.
No, you didn't.
After he played the first time.
No, you did.
Yes,
no, you did.
I said he looked really fucking good.
No, you
get
did.
Out of here.
Roll the tape back. Run the tape back.
All right, guys, we're gonna play a clip from this fucking our old podcast, bro. All right, bro.
What's next? 49ers at Patriots.
Bro, who you guys got?
Ooh, I don't know.
Jimmy G, bro.
Because both of those teams are both like very inconsistent.
They're not consistent, bro.
The Patriots are more inconsistent than the 49ers, which is why I'm going to pick the 49ers.
And we're with the 49ers, baby. We're back. We're rolling.
But we're not surprised with the Patriots in this game.
I'm sure the Patriots just to be different.
That's cool.
And like,
they're not going to be able to stop.
How can you get Jimmy obliterated G? By the Dolphins?
Because Jimmy G was fucking hurt.
You don't get hurt.
Quarterback.
Yeah, don't get hurt. Agree. Mama didn't raise no bitch, dude.
If only we had
think
Baker.
Think about it like this. The 49ers couldn't beat the Dolphins. The Patriots
beat the Dolphins.
So the Patriots are winning it.
Exactly.
The Patriots are winning it.
Big brain, baby.
Bro, we got Richard Sherman back next week. So, like, you know, the toaster oven's going to be working, bro.
Sorry, it's receiver like Crabtree.
Bro, this shit got me so mad, bro.
I love that video.
You've seen that?
And now he's on your team. How do you like that?
I fucking hate him.
All right.
How the tables have turned.
Chiefs at Raiders, bro. Another banger. This is actually going to be a really fun game to
watch.
Dude,
if it wasn't for the last loss, I would have picked the Raiders because of the power of the Death Star. But I'm picking the Chiefs.
Because they can't lose to the Raiders.
They can't lose twice.
It'd be fun to see them lose to the Raiders twice, though.
I think it would be great.
But I don't think they will.
I root for the Raiders. This is a Raiders-friendly podcast.
I like the Raiders, but I like the Chiefs.
This is a Las Vegas podcast, Nick. If you don't like that, you can just go home,
buddy. Will this be Le'Veon Bell's first game? Or not yet?
Probably.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be exciting to watch.
in the Death Star. Oh my god, bro. You know how much money I paid to go to that game?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, because I don't have any.
So you pre-ordered a PS5. So you got nothing.
I can't even go to a Dolphins.
Let me look at my bank account. It says negative $6. That's approximately how much.
You once put $3 in gas. I literally he put it in his card. He's like, let's see how it goes.
It's $3. $3.
I gave him a gallon and a half of gas.
I had to come back the next day. All right.
All right. So Jerry obviously says that he can't pay that much.
Cannot pay that much.
All right. For a Monday night game, we actually got a pretty exciting game.
It's not the worst.
We got the three-legged quarterback against the Rams. Who you guys got?
Probably the Rams, because I just think they're going to pick it up.
I'm going to choose the Bears.
With Big Dick Nick.
Yeah.
Big Dick.
Because it'd be the battle of defenses right there. Aaron Donald versus Khalil Mack.
That is
fun. Ooh, I didn't think about
the
that.
The thing is, bro, Aaron Donald, bro, he leads the league in sacks right now. Mets is a god.
He has a big sack.
Big sack.
Bet just 500
anyone
pounds.
In the league that can challenge Nick Foles, bro, it's him. 100%.
Yeah. All right, I'm excited for it, though. I think the Rams are going to win it. It's in SoFi. So.
So what?
Their home opener. No, I'm joking. It's not their home opener. But it's a big exciting game.
Have the Chargers played in SoFi? Yeah, they did against the Chiefs. Never mind.
Bro. All right. So that's it for our NFL news this week. Now we got to talk about the NBA. The Clippers have finally found their head coach in
Tyronn Lue.
We all called it. We all agreed.
I love that guy. I like that guy.
I kept seeing. I remember we said we agreed Ty Lue. And then like I want to say your last week or maybe even like 2 weeks ago. I kept saying, he's like, oh, they're finalizing deals with Sam Cassell. I'm like, no. But yeah. Then, thank God, they just choose Ty Lue.
Ty Lue, bro.
I'm glad he went here. I did want him to go to the Pelicans, but it's a better fit here.
Fucking yeah. Pelicans.
I mean, he's probably trying to win a championship.
Yeah, that's like, the thing. Come on.
Yeah, Pelicans, you're not going to win a championship immediately.
Maybe I understand. Or ever.
So, or ever, probably.
Who wants to be a Pelican?
Fucking nerd.
Fucking pussies.
Not AD.
All right, so what do you guys think he needs to do to make the team successful?
Get rid of everyone.
Get rid of everyone.
Bro, I mean, okay, I've been seeing people say that he has to be very stern with Paul George and Kawhi and just be like, bro,
very stern. Eating.
I think he needs to start with them, obviously.
After the reports I've heard, yeah, bro, gotta clean the deck.
I think he should just, like, you know, start the season, you know, fresh start, see how this goes, try to manage them, right? See what the issues are, try to see if you can resolve it yourself, right? Because you come in with a different mentality than Doc did. But if it doesn't work, there's always the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and you know, the Miami Heat are trying to make moves. And
but this, we don't want Kawhi.
Why don't we want Kawhi? You're really telling me we don't want Kawhi?
Because we need a big man.
We need a fucking defensive big man.
We need a really big man.
He's going to be the same guy that once we get Kawhi, like, we're going to win the championship.
Nick
and then when
Foles
we lose.
He's in the NFL. He's on the NBA.
And then when we lose, he's like, Kawhi's the problem.
What?
I said that you're going to be that guy that once we get, if Miami gets Kawhi, you're like, this would be great. And then when they lose, they're like, this is
in a trade perspective, I don't see why not.
Listen.
But in a free agency standpoint, I don't know.
Kawhi Leonard went to Paul George to sign.
He wanted to team up with Jimmy
Butler. He went to Jimmy Butler.
Right? And Jimmy Butler said no.
We don't need Kawhi to leave.
For a reason.
Yeah, to come to Miami. But
because he doesn't want to play with Kawhi.
Now, no. I got a little question for y'all.
Say your question.
Do you think that Jimmy would have, the Clippers would have done better if Jimmy was on it?
Probably.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because he's better than Paul. But not. I mean, okay. From a talent perspective, Jimmy Butler is not more talented than Paul George.
Absolutely not.
Not at all. But Jimmy Butler is very mentally tough. Is way mentally tougher than Jimmy Butler.
That's why Miami's a perfect.
He would have felt. I don't know how to say it. He would have fit in with the team a lot more than Paul George did. That's a very scrappy team. I don't know if I'd say mentally tough because they act like they're mentally tough. I don't think they actually are.
Nah, they're fucking bitches.
But I think he would have fit in with the team more than Paul George does.
He would have played better, especially in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
But I still don't think even if they beat the Nuggets, I don't think they beat the Clippers.
No, they'll beat the Nuggets. They won't blow that lead.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
with Jimmy.
Yeah. I mean, but that's already doing better than they did with Paul George.
Yeah, I understand
but
that.
I don't
but
think
it's
they
like,
beat the
but do you make the finals?
No,
I don't think so.
I mean, the thing is, I think the Clippers match up better with the Lakers than the Nuggets do. So that's the thing.
That's why I think it would have been so different if the Clippers had. I don't know if they would have won, but they would have, like, definitely drained LeBron.
But back to, like, the Miami. I don't think Kawhi fits in Miami.
I don't think so either.
His personality, I mean, his fucking fun guy personality.
I understand if you have a bad head coach, but with a coach like Eric Spoelstra, this man can literally make anything happen. We had an offense that ran through James Johnson and Deion Waiters.
I don't. The thing is, it's Champ like cheese. Does
don't know I just think Kawhi out, thinks he's the shit. So like, I don't think he'll be like, oh, I deserve. I don't need this.
And Kawhi does nothing to this shit. Kawhi just wants to go there. He just wants to play basketball and leave. He doesn't want to have to tell people to.
I feel like everyone else thinks Kawhi's the shit. Like with like exactly. The whole New Balance, like he's the king of LA now.
This is his city.
So that's so funny, bro.
This is his city, baby.
So bad,
bro.
Right? I just think in like a like.
But the thing is,
I really think you got to go in all in on Giannis, right? In Miami, you really do. It's like I just don't think anyone else would work.
If a team like the Mavericks end up with Giannis,
which could happen,
go after Kawhi. Why not sign Ibaka? Ibaka's already a big man. Then that's fine.
I think that's so important this offseason is to get Serge Ibaka. Is to get. Oh my god.
We need a defensive
or Gallinari. Like it's just either
one. The thing is, I don't like Gallinari because Gallinari he's tall, but he doesn't play defense.
I know, but it's like you can just matter.
I don't know why everyone wants Gallinari here, dude. To be honest,
he's a big guy.
I mean, but the thing is, he's the same thing as Olynyk. Maybe he's a little bit better as a scorer, but like. Is he as good at rebounding in defense? No.
I don't know.
Real quick interruption.
Good.
For the World Series, end of the eighth inning, Dodgers are up 8-3.
God damn it.
Let's talk about that. Who you guys got this in the World Series?
I want the Rays to win it, but clearly not. They're not going to.
I want the Dodgers to win.
Bodied by the Dodgers, bro. You know, my favorite MLB team since day one, bro. Since I was born.
I would have killed for the Astros to be in this. Like I got to the point where I was like heavily rooting for the Astros.
So we're gonna make some personal changes.
We have a retard in our group.
Second use of the R word, bro.
This kid has this one's fine. Loves the R word, bro.
This one's fine. The other one's a hard one.
Apply it our website, please.
The other R word's the one we can't say.
Yeah, bro, I agree.
You can say retard all you want. It's the R and the S word.
You're getting a little loose with the word there, bro.
Jesus Christ, bro. Using the hard R, bro.
Right. Dodgers in four, you know what I mean?
Probably not.
Dodgers in six, probably.
Heat in nine.
I don't know enough about baseball to guess games.
I think it'd probably be like Dodgers in six. I think what does help it a lot is that they are kind of in a bubble.
Why? But the Dodgers have more fans than the Rays. The Rays have no fans.
No, I'm not talking about that perspective. Oh, I'm just talking about the games just cycle quicker.
Oh, yeah.
The Rays have an OnlyFans.
That is pretty much.
Did you know? Fun fact: in between Clayton Kershaw and Mookie Betts,
they have more money than the entire Rays organization.
The
roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa,
Clayton Kershaw and Mookie Betts both get paid. Combined salaries are like annual salaries of $28 million, right?
That's not
the entire Rays like players. Bro. Make about 25 million.
Damn, so the Rays like players make less than this podcast does weekly, bro. Who would have thought, bro?
Who would have thought, bro?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? That one got me. Okay, but back to basketball though.
We're talking about Kawhi and the Heat, bro. And how
I don't like it.
I don't like Kawhi.
Bro, when he's like,
I love Kawhi.
No, I'm saying I don't like Kawhi and the Heat.
Oh, me either. I think Kawhi fucked up so hard leaving the Raptors.
No, yeah, okay, I agree with you. I 100% agree. He should have stayed.
I get the whole, I want to go back home. Fuck you.
No, but that wasn't even it, bro. It was like,
that was it. That's exactly what it was.
I'll stay if you give me Paul George. And they're like, no. And then
did you know that they actually went up to the OKC?
They
went to
Thunder and they said, give me Siakam.
They gave me, give me Siakam. I think Serge Ibaka and then picks, and they were like, no.
No, but because then the Raptors would end up in the same situation the Clippers are in now.
Yes, exactly, because the Raptors are smart.
Yeah, exactly, because now they're...
I'm not denying the Raptors. I'm just saying Kawhi's dumb.
But I understand. No, I know. Yeah. But what is it? Now the Clippers, they have a chance of putting all this money into the Kawhi and Paul George and not winning a championship and not even being able to retain them for another year. Because they both are going to leave after this year if they don't win a championship. There's no reason for them to stay. The thing is, where does Paul George go from now on?
Retirement.
No.
Because he's still talented. The thing is, he'd have to go to a small market.
Fuck it, bro. Throw him in New York. I don't care.
He'd have to go to like a big team like that. But the thing is, a big team like that's not going to be happy with him just putting up numbers and losing. Yeah. At least the Knicks would have a reason. Knicks fans would have a reason to go to the games. Up.
Yeah. Fuck it, bro.
I feel bad for him. Because like, I remember him in Indiana, but... I don't remember him playing as badly as I looked back at his numbers, and he did. But yeah.
I don't even remember his OKC days.
Another, like, NBA possible news. that's gonna really fuck me over. I don't know, you guys.
Go ahead.
The Derrick Rose possibly signing with the Lakers.
That's fire.
That's fire, but it sucks because that means I'm gonna have to go. Because I want Derrick Rose to win a championship, so that means I'm rooting against the Heat if they ever, like, if it goes down to that again.
I mean, he's not gonna come to the Heat.
No, he's saying
if the finals go back to like another Heat Lakers final.
I understand that, but I'm saying like he's not gonna sign with the Heat, so he's gonna go to another team. So either way,
listen to me.
Why? Okay,
he's saying if he gets traded to the Lakers, that means he's now in the Lakers, right? So if it is a Lakers Heat finals, he does not want to root against Derrick Rose.
But what I'm saying is, well, no matter what team he gets traded to, you're going to root for that team against the Heat.
No. Because I know that.
So why would this only happen for the Lakers?
Because they have a chance of winning going back to back.
Okay, but there's a lot of teams that have a chance of winning a Super Bowl.
I'm still the World Series.
I believe the Lakers are another
team that need a point guard.
Yeah, but he's not going to go to Clippers.
I told him that. I was like, I think the Clippers should trade for him.
Yeah, it makes sense.
No, but he wants to go to LA. The Lakers.
He wants to go to LA. Exactly. Yeah.
He wants to go to LA? Okay.
He wants to go to Lakers. So if he signed with the Lakers. To go to
LA too. He did sign with the Lakers.
If he signs with the Lakers, I'm just going to have to root for the Lakers for the finals if they go against the Heat.
Oh, my God, bro. Our fans
definitely not. As much as I love D-Rose, definitely not. Nah, man.
I'd want him to score 50 points in the finals, win one game, and then we win the series. And then I want to see him give that interview where he's like, I worked my ass off, man. And I was like,
that's worked my ass. Hey, man, that shit gets me emotional, bro. So fuck sad, you, bro.
Dude, I fucking love Derrick Rose.
God, dude.
What do you guys think about Chris Paul going to the Lakers if that happens?
I don't give a fuck, dude.
What do you mean you don't give a fuck, bro?
That gummy bear.
I don't like Chris Paul.
That gummy bear needs to retire.
He's like Rondo, except he's actually good. Okay?
He's what Rondo thinks he is.
Bro, it's like Casey, bro. That whole Lakers team just thinks they're so much better than they are because they play with LeBron and AD.
Nah, bro. But they don't talk as much shit as the Clippers do.
They were. Did you see the thing today that they were calling Duncan Robinson Jimmy Neutron?
That's fucking hilarious. Because when I saw the picture, I saw it, dude. I fucking saw it.
I don't see it. Someone say he looks like Sheen, and that made a lot more sense.
That makes more sense.
Looks, bro, Sheen, Jimmy Neutron's friend.
Dude, when was the last time you fucking watched that show?
I mean, that's just things I remember.
Every single
time. I don't remember that show.
Don't you remember the other day when I had my hair down at the gym? I'm like, I look like the little black girl from Jimmy Neutron.
Oh my god!
No. I don't remember her name, but we remembered it. You know what I was talking about, right.
Dude. Lazo, when we were at the gym, we were doing something, and he's like, "Oh, he saw a commercial about wings." I'm like, "Damn, I want wings now." And Lazo's like, "Oh, you guys like boneless wings or regular wings?" And I'm like, we're men. We like regular wings. He's like, damn, I'm a bitch, Zach. I love the fucking boneless wings.
Dude, I love some chicken nuggets. You know what I mean?
Chicken nuggets.
Fucking.
It's like, bro, like I like both. Don't get me wrong. But
I like chicken nuggets and I like wings. To me, wings are a bone.
It just depends what mood I'm in and where I'm eating it, actually. Because if I go to Wingstop and like we can't sit down inside of Wingstop, I just get boneless wings because I'm going to eat in my car or I'm going to eat at home. It's convenient.
If you're going to eat at home, why can't you just eat regular wings?
Because sometimes I'm not in the mood for it.
It's just easier to put it in your mouth.
It's like why sometimes I don't like eating ribs. I don't like working.
I'm not a big rib guy.
I'm not either because I don't like working for it.
I feel like it's so much work for so little. Like
exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
We're gonna lose. We are an anti-rib podcast.
The only rib we support is the McRib, bro.
Baker Mayfield's ribs after they got destroyed by the Steelers.
I don't know if you guys have had the McDonald's McRib.
No, I've never had it.
You never had the McRib?
No. Never have.
All right, guys. Again, I say, we're recruiting new hosts for this podcast, please. Qualifications, you have had at least one McRib.
Why is the McRib so important to you?
It's just really good, bro. I remember like there's one time, because you know it's like a seasonal item.
Yeah.
It was just one of the seasons when I was like 8 years old and my dad gave it to me. Had that shit every day for like a week.
Do you guys
is in the mix? Is it just rib?
Fucking rib and bread, bro.
God, that sounds disgusting.
Shit like that, but like, ew. I feel that plain.
Do you guys remember from McDonald's the McBites? There's like the popcorn nuggets, but just a lot better.
No, I don't.
Dude, those things were fucking the best.
What the fuck is this kid even talking about?
They were literally coming. They were literally.
Can't McHear you.
The McFucker you talking about?
Like a little package like this big. And you just they were always filled, and they're all like
KFC, about like
popcorn chicken type thing.
It's pretty much
exactly what it is.
That's what
at McDonald's.
But they were so much better because they weren't as like you know how, like usually they're just like a lot of breading. It was like a good, the best chicken they ever had. but then they're like, ah, you guys like it? Fuck you, we're done.
Right. So this is the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast, your favorite McDonald's podcast.
Speaking of chicken, lemon pepper Lou, gotta get out of there too. Gotta get out of there. Yo, that rhymed. Yo, keep that shit in.
Oh my God, bro. We got Dr. Seuss in the house, you know exactly, what I mean? Exactly, bro.
Green eggs and ham.
Are you more Dr. Seuss or more the black girl from Jimmy Neutron?
It depends on how I wake up, bro. Sometimes I wake up like Dr. Seuss. Sometimes I wake up feeling dangerous, bro. It depends.
Fuck.
God. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Just make sure to follow our socials, _EB Sports, Instagram, Twitter. The YouTube is now up, so you guys can listen to it anytime. And that's it for us.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Peace.
Ciao.